listening post from WWNO, New Orleans Public Radio. Every week we choose a local news topic and open up the conversation to thoughts and opinions from across the city and the Gulf Coast. Yep, that ominous music on the evening news can only mean one thing.
With hurricane season upon us, here are five things you need to know about hurricanes.
Most forecasters predict a mild summer, but thankfully, you live in New Orleans, and one of your local weathermen is not a bandwagon guy.
Bob Breck, that's B-R-E-C-K. Some refer to it as the shampoo guy. If you remember, years ago, there was Breck Shampoo.
Bob Breck has been a meteorologist in New Orleans for the past 37 years.
Actually, I used to love hurricanes because I knew people would pay attention.
But Breck says the jury's out on how useful seasonal forecasts are.
Until they can tell me the location and the time, it's really not much value.
Breck says what really determines a bad storm season is the law of averages. It's been 9 years since the last major weather event. And he says, thanks to coastal erosion, even moderate storms can cause trouble.
We don't even need a hurricane to cause significant flood problems, tidal surges and whatnot.
Since we don't know what we don't know, we thought we'd see what you, the listening posters, had on your minds as you prepare. Hey, look who just blew in. It's listening post producer Kate Richardson.
Hello.
Kate, if you were in charge of storm season, what would you name a hurricane?
I will defer to someone who shared her voice at one of our posts this week.
I will call her Lindsay.
Lindsay, eh? That's pretty good. Bob Breck, what do you think?
Well, I'm a golf fanatic. I would love to see her Hurricane Bubba.
Right on, Bob. Let's get to our questions of the week. We asked people what they would name a hurricane, how they prepare for hurricane season, and what the city could do better to prepare people for a major storm. Let's start with the voices from our listening post recording devices.
I think that we should name our hurricanes mean names. Things like Thor and Brute, and those are the names. So people get the heck out of town when we have a hurricane.
I grew up in Venice, Louisiana. I went through Hurricane Betsy and Camille. Katrina was the third major storm that I lived through. It's a shame that most people have their heads stuck in the sand when it comes to hurricanes because, oh, we have to have a party and we don't believe it's ever going to happen to us. And it could happen to any house anywhere in the city.
I think that the city of New Orleans could do better to prepare citizens for a major storm by preparing kits and having a venue where they passed out kits of some sort.
What could the city of New Orleans do to better prepare citizens for a major storm? Maybe create a better sense of urgency, because right now I don't feel a sense of urgency.
Oh, my God. If there is a hurricane, I'm jetting. I'm leaving. I'm not standing behind like I did during Katrina.
And as usual, we also sent out our questions via text message. Responses ranged from very prepared. We buy 6 cases of water, 10 gallons of gasoline, and keep the hurricane cabinet stocked with food, as well as a case of freeze-dried meals for emergencies. To not prepared at all. No, I don't prepare because you really can't if you have no extra money and you're living from paycheck to paycheck. And some people are just superstitious. I won't tempt fate by hoarding batteries and water in advance. So to see more responses and a full list of hurricane names that people suggested, visit our Tumblr page, listeningpostnola.tumblr.com.
Back to the Fox 8 Weather Desk for some parting advice from meteorologist Bob Breck.
Number one, evacuation is expensive.
Breck says that's why people wait until the last minute. He also says people's reliance on social media plays a role.
Normally, when people get conflicting information, they delay their decision.
I'm new here in town, so I'm going to let the veteran sign off for this episode. Bob?
Well, hoping that this is a quiet hurricane season, but even if it's not, we'll get you through it. Just pay attention, as we always do.
That's all for this week. Don't forget to text our listening post number, 504-224-5314, to share your thoughts and stories. Find out more about us at wwno.org. Hit us up. We'll see you at the listening post. It's a home.